This is KBUT News. Colorado Governor Jared Polis teased some ambitious goals in his State of the State address last week. Now he's outlining how he plans to pay for some of them. KBUT's Scott Franz has more.
The governor wants the state to spend $227 million from its general fund to pay for full-day kindergarten at any school district that wants to offer it. He says the state can afford to start paying for it next school year, thanks to stronger-than-expected revenue projections. Right now, the state only pays for half a day of kindergarten. In a budget planning meeting on Tuesday, Polis said the investment will do more than just save parents and school districts money.
Full funding of kindergarten by itself frees up 5,100 preschool slots that are currently used to backfill kindergarten.
Some parents are paying more than $300 a month for kindergarten classes. Lawmakers will respond to Polis's budget request at a hearing this week. From the state capitol, I'm Scott Franz.
When asked how she believes the governor plans to pay for his ambitious agenda, House District 59 Representative Barbara McLaughlin, who chairs the Education Committee, told KBUT that she is, quote, laser-focused on giving communities, teachers, students, and schools the tools they need to get ahead. She added, the devil is in the details, but didn't offer any yet. She did, however, promise that, quote, we, state lawmakers, will be fiscally sound in the decisions we make. Avalanche danger in the Gunnison-crested Butte backcountry is rated as high today, Wednesday, as the first of two storms impacts the region. Forecasters say it'll pick back up Thursday night.
Thursday night and Friday will bring another round of heavy snowfall with the potential for another foot, according to current models.
That's Eric Murrow of the Crested Butte Avalanche Center, who says that avalanche danger will increase during the day on Wednesday, with travel in avalanche terrain not recommended by afternoon.
Deeper snowpack areas to the west and north will primarily see avalanches running within the new snow, but shallower areas close to Crested Butte and to the east will see avalanches breaking in older, weak snow.
Damage caused by bark beetles to Colorado forest expanded last year, as Catherine Welch reports. Even though destruction caused by spruce beetles has been in decline, they still ravaged 178,000 acres of high-elevation Engelmann spruce trees.
Those acres were mainly in and around Rocky Mountain National Park, the San Juan Mountains, West Elk Mountains, and Sawatch Range. The Colorado State Forest Service says spruce beetles have killed trees on nearly 2 million acres in the last 18 years. Meanwhile, round-headed pine beetles are chewing through ponderosa pine forest in the southwestern part of the state. They destroyed 27,000 acres last year, more than double the year before. Bark beetles thrive off trees, weakened by drought, and the State Forest Service blames warmer and drier weather for the beetle outbreaks. I'm Catherine Welch.
And you're listening to KBUT News. I'm Christopher Biddle.